You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is breakthrough faith. See, the force of faith is so empowering that every time that we exercise it, we take dominion. We go from believing to receiving. So we stop living in just hope soul. In Luke, the 18th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verses reads, "And Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said unto himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" So we're talking about breakthrough faith. And we have to expect to get answers from God without any delay, even before the need arises. For he says, "Before you call, I will answer. And while you are speaking, I will hear." So we have to be resolved to stand alone, even if no one else believes the same word that God has given us. Even if the situation seems impossible to others, heaven-born possibilities are available for seekers. And then also, we have to intercede for those who might be involved in our answer so that they won't miss their clues and their cues from Holy Spirit. So Jesus was saying, always pray, don't faint. Because in your always praying, you are staying connected with God. And he knows then that you have faith. So when he comes, he'll see your breakthrough faith in action. Now, also on our program today, you're going to enjoy Wante Hall. Now, let's hear them as they present Red Blue. Thank you. For staying tuned to King's Portion today, where the theme of our program is Breakthrough Faith. The force of breakthrough faith is so empowering that every time that you exercise it, you take dominion, you go from believing to receiving. So you stop living in just hope so. Now we want to be able to fully express ourselves to faith rewarder, which is God. We want him to find faith in the earth when he comes, and we want him to see the breakthrough faith in us. So you never want to tell anyone else that could change the dynamics of you exhibiting breakthrough faith, which is trusting faith in God. So let's look in Romans, the 14th chapter and 22nd verse, and it reads, "Havest thou faith? Have it to thyself before God." So sometimes in quietness, you're going to find that there is such an assurance. And it's also showing that, how does God see this? To God, faith is worship from the heart, and no one is exempt because God made us just like him, and he has uninterrupted rewards for seekers, those who worship him in spirit and in truth. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when he becomes the center of our affection, the center of what we are attracted to, then he's going to see that as worship. When you can give him something that you give no one else, and that is your faith to believe, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And he looks at that as bowing your heart in worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Now you may say, you don't know him, he won't accept your prayer. Well, I'm glad you're thinking that, because we're going to extend to you an invitation that you can receive Jesus Christ in your heart now. Why don't you say this prayer with me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Forgive me of every sin. I choose to believe you. Come into my heart. Now I believe that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Now I am yours. Thank you. And I receive my salvation by faith. And I believe that you died on the cross for me, and that you were buried, and that you rose again for me, and that you accept me as the newest member of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion Live after this message from my sponsor.
Visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com.
Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of King's Portion Live, which bears the theme of breakthrough faith. What we're saying is that the force of breakthrough faith is so empowering that every time you exercise it, you take dominion, because you're going from believing to receiving. So you stop living in just, I hope so. But you get the results that heaven wants you to get. We're going to look first in James, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse, and it reads, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, other versions says this, "Surrender yourself to God, stand against the devil, and he will run in failure." So you're showing that you outclass the enemy. And let's look in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 8th through the 10th verses. And it reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." We want to look at this. So we know that the fight is over our faith. And God said, "I already called you to the highest level, which is eternal glory." And he says, "I've given you the grace. And my grace," he said, "is able to raise the barrier so that you can go right through." We have to know that even though the enemy tries, that does not mean that he has to get anything. You have to know this, that the battle has already been decided in your favor. So you want to concentrate on that. You've already been called to glory, and never reduce your position to succumb to the current condition, even if it seems like it's recurring. for all the trials of your faith test how you will perform under pressure. They illustrate whether or not you are indeed reinforced and strengthened by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and by Jesus Christ. So trials don't make you strong. They test the strength that you already have. So therefore, you can come forth like pure gold, that is your faith, and show that you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ because of God's love covers you. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.